another podcast edition of Random Things with Random Strangers.
With Lucy,
Annalie,
and Madeline.
You're just a random stranger listening to random strangers talking about random things you don't even care about.
All right, welcome back to our podcast.
Said it all at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. So today we're gonna be talking about Roarners. If you haven't told, we were super celebratory about that intro. We worked on it for like one try. So
yeah. You might be wondering, what is a Roarner?
A Roarner happens to be a random foreigner who just happened to, you know, take a little listen to our podcast.
Yeah, and we're super stoked about that because we figured out that not only our friends and family and just the people who made it, which is four people, have been the 19 plays to our podcast. So
shout out to all 19 of you guys.
Yeah. So we just did want to give a huge shout out to those Roarners because, you know, you just made us feel good about ourselves again. So thank you. Thank you to Anchor. I'm saying it wrong all the time. Thank you to Anchor for letting us see that too, because
that's like a really cool feature.
Yeah, it actually lets us see how old the people on Spotify are, and it's, yeah, if you didn't know this, cool. And it lets you lets us see the gender and where you're from. Yeah, it's an interesting feature.
Apparently, says it's 100% male, but I know for a fact that I've listened to it, and I'm like 99.9% sure that I'm not a male.
Did they just assume our gender?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Listen, this is... Okay, no, it's okay. Anchor's great. You should totally get it. This is not a paid sponsorship. I can promise you that. All right, so we're gonna get right into the rest of this podcast right now.
So now
there's some backstage drama happening. I'm sorry. So now we're gonna talk about what the internet has been talking about for about 3 months now, right?
At least, yeah.
Is, drumroll please, quarantine. And I want to know how everybody's quarantine's been. So can we start off with Annalie and figure it out?
Yeah. At the beginning, it was great, you know. I was at home. I didn't have to do schoolwork. And, like, it was so relaxing. But then, you know, I kind of wanted to do stuff and, like, go hang out with friends. And then we couldn't see our cousins, you know, for 6 weeks.
It's very sad.
Yeah, it was very sad. But, you know, it's great now.
Yeah, it's opening up back up and things are going much better. Lucy, I want to know how your quarantine's been.
My quarantine has been terrible. Okay. Let me out. Someone let me out. I hate it here.
You can tell
that. I did, I went through an entire relationship. I started and ended an entire relationship through quarantine.
Wow.
And now I might be starting a new one.
I am her sister right now.
They literally broke up like a week ago, and then in front of the guy, his friend.
Okay, can I add? It was over a week ago.
Okay, all right. So you clearly don't miss anything in this podcast. So the truth is out.
You know all about my life now.
Yeah. I guess quarantine's been okay, you know, but it definitely is not ideal, but I don't think it's ideal for anyone. Really grateful to the frontline workers who've been able to help out with that. But yeah, it's been okay. I definitely discovered some new things through quarantine, and I want to talk about that too. Like, I want to know, have you guys discovered new hobbies or things that you didn't know about, like, just the whole process of quarantine in general?
I really like sleeping late. Yeah, I used to always wake up early I'd be so mad in the mornings, but now I've stayed up later and then I wake up later and I feel nice.
Nice. All right, yeah. Lucy.
I've discovered a new hobby. I've started skateboarding. I have gotten a bunch of scars on my knees, a bunch of bruises, but it's so worth it, and I highly recommend it. Did I start skateboarding to impress a guy? Maybe I did. What's it to you? Now I'm doing it for myself, and it's all good.
Yeah.
They broke up.
It obviously worked. I mean,
she really just wants to talk about this breakup.
I need to let it off my chest,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah. So the things that I've noticed and discovered through quarantine is how bad of a breath that I can have, because you know when you're wearing that mask and you're going out in public, like there's just no way that you're not gonna be able to smell your own breath. And so I've discovered but I'm so grateful though, because then like I'm like, okay, I need to pop in a mint. Like, yeah. It's just a well-known fact that I need to put in a mint. And I also discovered that I'm a mouth breather through quarantine, so that's been fun. Wearing mask is not ideal for mouth breathers, so
hate masks. It's like they sometimes like hurt my ears and they're uncomfortable. And
they're very awkward. They're very sweaty. It's fine though.
Yeah, not doing great for my pores, you know.
And please, people, if you're wearing masks, talk loud. No one can hear you if you're a quiet talker and you're wearing that mask. It's just like, it's literally like,
because they can't even like try and read lips anymore.
Yeah, we can't read lips. One, and like two,
it's just be even quieter.
It's just, yeah, it's not working, so talk louder. Those are some new discoveries, yeah, from quarantine.
But masks are great, don't,
yes,
get us wrong.
Yes,
you should wear probably masks. Wear masks,
yeah, you know. Definitely wear a mask to support the people. Yeah, just all the people in the world.
Stop spreading the coronavirus.
Right, and use hand sanitizer.
Honestly, just stay inside, people.
Yeah, it's really not that hard. It's kind of funny that it took a whole epidemic for people to realize that if you're sick, you shouldn't go out anywhere. Like,
yeah, really.
What?
And like, everyone was like, I just want to stay home. I want school to be canceled. And now it's quarantine. It's like, why can't I go and hang out with friends? I don't want to be at home. Yeah. I want to go to school. And
valid.
It's like,
we miss school. So now I will never, actually, I probably will. I'm going to take that back. I probably still will hate school and be like, ugh, I wish I wasn't in school right now. But looking back, I can have a little refresher to this year and be like, it's probably good that we're in school.
It's okay.
It's okay. just trying not to relive 2020 again. But
been pretty not so nice.
Let's
so
just far. Hope and pray for a better 2021.
Yes, yeah. Yes, please. I mean, I want to say that it can't go downhill from here, but that's what I thought with 2019. So, so that's what I think every year. But, you know, it yeah. just.
Speaking of this being a terrible year, shout out to all the graduates, class of 2020, whether yeah. you're in high school or college or,
we're really sorry,
I don't
man,
know,
about that. Yeah, even if you're in middle school, we still care. Even if elementary
no,
school, we
don't
really
care
that much. But we
good
are
for
sorry
you, I
for
guess.
You.
Yeah. Whatever, yeah. we don't
we
like
are
you.
Sorry for you. Can we guess where you are?
We appreciate you.
Yes, we do. And we're so sorry that you did not get to finish your year off. That kind
of
sucks.
Yeah. Some of you have been having a good attitude about this. So,
yeah, thanks.
You know, some people are starting fights online, but, you know.
Wait. Oh, jeez. I didn't know about this,
people
but apparently.
People just are getting really pressed.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Hey, just be chill.
Yeah,
you know?
It's
just
okay.
Be chill, you know?
I'm so
it
sorry
sucks.
That you didn't get to finish your year off, but please have a positive attitude. I know it kind of sucks. All right, so that's pretty much all that we have for tonight. Any last words, inspiring words that you would like to say about quarantine, guys? Let's just go around in a circle.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Be productive, okay. Be happy. Stay mindful of your surroundings and your own mental health, because now's the perfect time to do that.
Oh, wow. I thought
yeah,
that was
very
say,
inspiring.
Like, joking things.
Yeah, I was going to say joking things, but you know.
All right.
Go for it. All right. So I was just going to say pop in a mint before you go, but.
I was going to say you should probably stay inside unless you're hanging out with family or don't care about your health. So
yeah, care about your health though. Do that.
You should. And even if you don't care about your health, you should be aware of other people's
health.
Yes,
please.
And if you happen to catch it, you could spread it to other people who...
Don't be a jerk! Yeah!
Don't be a jerk!
All right. Thank you for listening to a podcast edition of Random Things with Random Strangers. And thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, leave. Why aren't you gone yet?
All right. Well, we'll see you for another podcast edition, which will probably be...
sometime soon, actually. I mean, despite the fact that we waited, like, over a month.
It could be in a little bit, because we're going to be hanging out together a little bit more this month. And stay tuned. Subscribe to... I think that's subscribe, right? Follow. I think it's follow.
Subscribe, follow.
Do the thing.
Yeah.
Do the thing that gets us money, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening to a podcast that you didn't even care about.